Shabbat Shalom. So we kind of have a mix tonight, which is fantastic. So firstly, we remember tonight, we recognize and celebrate all our veterans, and especially our TBS veterans, those who have served our country and those who serve currently. Our Veterans Day speaker, if you didn't see the announcement in the email, is postponed till Memorial Day. We look forward to hearing Lieutenant Colonel Sheldon Goldberg at that time. We welcome our sixth graders and their families. Yay! Tonight, they are officially receiving their beautiful Siddurs, their Jewish prayer books. I know you've actually been using them for a few months already, but now they are decked out, and they're looking very sharp, and they are looking forward to being reunited with you. I think they missed you over the last couple days. We welcome our guests here from the Sisterhood of Salam Shalom. Very glad that you're here. You're always welcome. And I believe we also, it looks like we have other visitors, a number of visitors. Any other groups who want to call out who they are? Or? No? Okay. Well, we hope that you will tell us where you're from after the service is over, where you're not quite so public, and we're just welcome. Glad you're here. Everyone who is here for Shabbat Joy, to celebrate November birthdays and anniversaries, to be with community, to remember a loved one, to pray for healing. Whatever brings you here at the end of a busy week, we are very glad you're here. And we begin with a traditional song to welcome, actually, the Shabbat angels into our midst. Shalom Aleichem, and it is on page 10.
Shalom Aleichem, Shalom, Malachi, Shalom, Malachi, Elyon. מלאכי שלום, ארכי עליון, ממלך מלכי המלאכים, קדוש ברוך הוא.
Happy to welcome two very special people up to light our candles, our sixth grade teachers. Yay! We have Ms. Christensen, we have Ms. Rosemarin, and candle lighting is on page 11.
These Shabbat candles give light to all who behold them, so may we, by our lives, give light to all who behold us. As their brightness reminds us of the generations of Israel who have kindled light, so may we, in our own day, be among those who kindle light.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher kishanu b'mitzvotam v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbat.
Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch atah Adonai
slash prayer slash song is Lachadodi on page 14. It was written in the Middle Ages as a mystical poem. It compares the Shabbat day, the Sabbath day, to a bride who comes into our midst and brings beauty. It's a tradition that on the last verse, everyone rises and kind of symbolically welcomes the Shabbat bride who is coming through the door. Lachadodi, page 14.
Bye.
Reader's Kaddish on page 15. So sixth graders, I'm not sure if you've gotten to this yet, but it's a good time to try to start to join in as best you can, because you will need to know all of this.
Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah v'alma divarach irute v'yam lich malchute Bechayechon uvyomechon uvechayeh decho Beit Yisrael Bagala bagala uvizman kariv v'imeru amen Yeheshme rabba mivorach Le'alam alam le'almaya Yidbarach Yidbarach v'yishtabach V'yidpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnase V'yitadar v'yitaleh V'yitalal Shemedit kudashah b'riku Le'ela min kol berchata v'shirachta tushbechata v'nechemata damiran b'alma v'imeru amen.
Please rise for Baruch Hu on page 17. This clock has not been turned back, and I thought, wow, time flew. It's 9:17. Okay, middle of page 18. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You formed morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink, and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me. my mind, my heart, my spirit. All that I am is because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. Shema on page 22.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto Leolam Vaed.
You may be seated.
On Tuesdays, when we have tefillah, it is always wonderful to have the sixth grade and the fifth grade. And I have a great time with the members of our sixth grade class. And this year, as they've been leading services, they bring a great common maturity as the fifth graders are a little nervous as they're learning their Hebrew. And as they set a wonderful example by walking nicely onto the bima, but also the way in which they lead us. So I'd like to invite the sixth grade to come up now to lead us in the Via Hafta.
Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, ve'chol levavcha, u've'chol nafshecha, u've'chol me'odecha, ve'hayu hadvarim ha'elech, asher anuhi mitzavcha hayom, ol levavecha, v'shinantam levanecha, v'dibartam bam, v'shivtecha b'veitecha, Uvlechtaha uderek, Ushakaha ukumeha, Ushartam leot al yadeha, Vihayu litotafot bain eneha, Uvkatam al mizizot beiteha, Uvisharecha, Lemaan tiskaru vaasitem et kol mitzvotai, Vihitem kiddushim lelohiham. Ani Adonai Eloheham, Asher Hoseti Ehem Eretz Mitzrayim, Lehiyot Lahem Elohim, Ani Adonai Eloheham.
Okay, y'all will bring, have a seat, you'll be coming back up for the Avot. Mincha Mocha is particularly meaningful this week. The words of this prayer for those who are guests this evening, when the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea and out of slavery in Egypt came through after an army chased them and came to freedom. It was especially meaningful, so meaningful that the people burst into song. We think of our veterans and those who serve our country. When I was in San Antonio, we had Air Force Village. A number of retired members, I had to work that in for our Air Force people. I'll try to work in a Navy reference later on and an Army, as well as Marines. Public Health Service, you're on your own. But there was one congregant who was a retired major general who flew in the first daytime bombing raid during World War II, another who flew in the Berlin airlift, another who flew in Vietnam, and also the Jewish community would go out to Lackland Air Force Base where the new airmen and airwomen were being trained. And here, where I've met members of our congregation who've been deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan, and we are so grateful for their service and when they come through danger and come to safety. And our prayers also are there as we think of the safety of Israel. I'll mention that in a moment. But we give thanks for the safety of all who have served our country. Milchamocha. Continue on page 26 with Hashkivenu, number 3. For our guests, if you look in the English, it's the beautiful image. Shelter us beneath thy wings, O Adonai. Guard us from all harmful things. Keep us safe throughout the night till we wake with morning's light. Teach us, God, wrong from right.
Ashkivenu Adonai Eloheinu v'shalom v'hamidenu akinu v'chayim v'fros aleinu sukach lomecha v'fros aleinu sukach lomecha.
I'd like to invite the sixth grade to again come and lead us.
Sadim Tovim, Vikone Hakol, Vizoher Hasde Avot Vimahot, Vivi Giula, Livne Vinehem, Maan Shemo Verahava, Mele Ozer Umashia Umagain, Baruch Ata Adonai, Magain Avraham Vezrat Sarah.
Page 30.
Ata Gibor Le'olam Adonai, Mechaye Hakol Ata Ra Hoshia, Mechalkel Hayim Behesed Mechaye Hakol, Berahamim Rabim, Someh Noflim Verofe Holim, Umetir Asurim, Umatye Anurto Lishene Afar Mi Hamoha Baal Givurot Umi Domeloch Melech Maimit Umatye Umatmia Yeshua Behainan Ata Lehavil Hakol Baruch Ata Adonai
are blessed because of the holiness of God. From the beauty of the earth and sky to the beauty we have within us, God is everywhere. God has given us the ability to realize how precious life is, and for that we are grateful.
Baruch
Ata Adonai Ha'el HaKadosh Blessed are you, the Holy God.
Please be seated. Thank you, sixth grade.
Good job, guys.
Good job. We continue with Yismuchu on page 35.
Sure.
As we prepare for Sim Shalom, our prayer for peace, we're conscious this week of the rockets that have been fired at Israel. We're in awe of the Iron Dome system, where 90% of those that were shot down and where Israel was defended. But we give thanks for the ceasefire, and we pray for the time when nation will not lift up sword against nation, where none will study war anymore. Sim Shalom. It's a blessing in our congregation that we have representatives of all of the services, the Coast Guard, Army, Navy, Marines, and Air Force, who are members of our congregation. We share together a prayer for our nation and those who serve it. Bless our land and all its inhabitants. Be with those whom we have chosen to lead us, that they may strive to establish justice and opportunity for all, and labor to bring peace to the family of nations. Bless the members of our congregation and all other congregations and communities who have pledged their lives to active service. May they be guided and protected while they are away, and may they return in health and peace to their family and friends who sacrificed so much in the name of patriotism. May all those who sacrifice life and limb for our nation know how grateful we are for their devotion to our country. May we embrace our freedom as Americans in this land we love. May good citizenship and respect for diversity replace enmity, bigotry, and strife. May we help this nation continue to be a beacon of democracy, freedom, and the protector of human rights around the world. Amen. We pause for our own thoughts and our own prayers.
Say
Shalom b'mbrahah, Hu ya'aseh shalom aleinu, v'yakov Yisrael, v'yimeru aleinu.
Is on page 45, our prayer of healing for those who are ill. Mishaberach imotenu v'avotenu, our God and God of our mothers and fathers. Could I have Sarah and Abraham, Rebecca and Isaac, Leah, Rachel, and Jacob, as you've been with our ancestors, be with all who are in need of your healing. Send them refuat ha-nefesh, refuat ha-guf, healing of body, mind, and spirit. Sustain their dear ones with your goodness and love. Guide their caregivers to have skilled hands and understanding hearts. Baruch atah Adonai rofeh hacholim. Blessed are you, O God, who sends strength and healing to the ill. Amen.
Avotenu.
A special night for our sixth graders who have sat so maturely and quietly and wonderfully tonight in the front row. You guys now have permanent front row status. You can always sit in the front row whenever you want. You are trustworthy. So each of our sixth graders, of course, is already part of a chain of tradition that is called the Jewish people. They are linked to this chain through family, through community, through their love of Torah, through their Jewish neshamas, their Jewish souls that come alive when they live good Jewish values. Kabbalat Sidur, which we call this ceremony, means receiving your Sidur, receiving your Jewish prayer book. Tonight, they get one step closer to being full Jewish spiritual adults as they officially receive before the Ark and their community their personal Sidurs, the volumes from which they will lead a worship service, officially marking their becoming bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah. The prayers in our prayer book have been lovingly handed down to all of you for so many, so many years. The central part of our service, the tefillah, that's the part we stood up for, the Avot V'Imahot, dates back to the days of the scribe Ezra, who lived in around 450 BCE. So this has been said a really long time. Can you believe we're still reciting these words? And of course, Shema and Ve'ahavta are from the Torah, so that's way earlier. They've been recited for about 3,000 years. Always know when you recite our poetic Jewish prayers that you are part of a very special people, a people who seek to make the world a better place, to make our individual lives as meaningful as we can, to live good Jewish values such as, okay, let's see if you know any of these, rachamim. I won't put you on the spot. You can call it out if you know. Otherwise, rachamim is compassion, kavod, yes, respect, the mouthful phrase, hachnasat orchim, welcoming the stranger or guest, excellent. Hoda'ah, thankfulness. I just have to show off how smart you are to everybody because not everybody sees you all the time and knows how smart you are. And tzedek, which is the root for tzedakah, means, yes, I did not know that you knew that one. Yes, justice, making our world a more fair and just place for everyone. So in a moment, I will call each of our sixth graders up to the Bema, and when I call your name, in a minute, I will also call your teachers up, because you will walk across here, your teachers will give you your siddur, your prayer book, and then you will come up before the ark to get your blessing. So if you are not aware, what our students do is they pick a color of a really nice cloth cover for their siddur. Their Hebrew name is personalized on the spine, embroidered, and they top it off with their own beautiful artwork on both sides. So they are really lovely. I just realized what I should have done is probably taken a picture and put them on the screens. I have to make a note. That would be great if we all could look at your siddurs. And tucked inside the cover, some of you may know, is a little prayer or blessing from your parents, expressing their love and their pride and all those things about you. We do have tissues up here if you need. And that is something hopefully you will keep tucked in there forever. So just like your ancestors, you too can look to this holy book for meaning and hope and connection. The siddur that you receive will reflect your spiritual past, your present, and your future. May each of you find inspiration from its pages. It's a gift to you with love from your ancestors, your parents, your B'nai Shalom community, your teachers, and your rabbis. Mazel tov to everyone. So if Ms. Rosemarin and Ms. Christensen could position yourself by the siddurs, and when I call you up, take a siddur and come up here. And if you want, you can hold it. Well, we can do them all together. You can hold it up to show everybody. Elsa Barbala. That's good. Okay. There was so much excitement in the energy in the universe about these siddurs. Just everything started resonating.
Hopefully it's fixed. This wasn't plugged in all the way.
Okay. Lane Gardy. Ruby Goldman. Ari Horgan. Zev Laufer, Harry Maltese, Jaden Niebauer, Lauren Rothandler, Shayna Schreibman, and Lauren Sussin. So I think what would be nice is if you can hold these over your head so everyone can see at least how colorful and beautiful they are, what excellent artwork they did. So a real keepsake for years to come. Excellent. So I think maybe we'll go back to the open ark and if everyone, and thank you teachers, and everyone please rise. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God always bless you on your Jewish journeys, wherever they may take you. May the hope and the inspiration and the peace that you draw from your prayers and from your Jewish heritage inspire you to always live your best Jewish lives, a meaningful life, a happy life with good Jewish values. Amen. And Mazel tov. Do you want them for Alayna? Or no, we're doing another. Okay, so you may go back to your seats and then we will continue.
With Elaine. Well, we're going to do Elaine so we can open them up.
I'd like to invite all of those who are currently in active duty, those who are veterans, those who are in the reserves in our armed forces, our military, and their families to come to the Bima now for the LA now. This blessing for the members of our congregation who serve our country now and who are veterans. Rabbono Shalom, Sovereign of the Universe, we pay tribute to those who have served our nation in years past. We express our gratitude for their courage, selflessness, both here today and those of generations past. We offer thanks for the dedication of their families and friends who support them. We ask your blessing for those who are currently on active duty and in the reserves, whose courage and commitment to our country protects us all. We pray that your support will be with their families. Eternal God, for those who are on active duty, whether by air, land, or sea, wherever their orders take them, we ask that you protect them with your sheltering presence, shield them from harm, assuage their loneliness, sustain their faith each and every day. We pray for the soldiers, the most important of prayers, that they are able to return home to their families in a grateful country, safely, speedily, in good health. We honor the deeds of those who have served in the defense of our country in prior years. May we uphold the values of freedom, of the dignity of every human being, by our own right conduct, by the kindness and tolerance we show to one another. May the words of the prophet Micah be fulfilled. And those shall beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit everyone under their vine and fig tree, and none shall make them abraid. Oseh shalom b'mamav huyaseh shalom aleinu v'alkol Yisrael v'alkol b'nei Adam v'imru amen. May the one who makes peace in the high heavens bring peace to us, to Israel, to all humanity. And we say together, Amen.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
The top of page 59. There are stars up above so far away, we only see their light long, long after the star itself is gone. And so it is with people who we love. Their memories keep shining ever brightly, though their time with us is done. But the stars that light up the darkest night, these are the lights that guide us. As we live our days, these are the ways we remember. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Donna Courtney, Mark Langsteen, Michael Van Gelder, Renee Muntner, Paul Pressman, Sandy Keith, Aldra Surratt. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Iris Bernstein, aunt of Cindy Aid. Jean Gold, friend of Rabbi Amy Perlin and the Shube family. Carolyn Shepner, cousin of Janet Pressman and Mara Surridge. Bob Mellon, friend of the Perlin family. And we remember the Yahrzeits, the yearly anniversaries of death for these loved ones of our congregation. Sue Simon. Edward Eichel. Phyllis Landman. Marla Shube. Morris Alexander. Harry Ostroff. Alvin Behrman, Leonard Morvay, Ralph Winston, William Sparks, Rabbi Dr. Jacob Petikowski, Keith Indermula, Ed Duffy, Glenn Lewis, Alex Serrata, Rita Naroff, Sydney Rosenfeld, Ethel Pritikin, Natalie Gershman, Dorothy Lewis, Scott Mackler, Zelda Shubin, Florence Lessis, Robert Carrion, Evelyn Rotman, Jane Brawl, Elizabeth Harris, Bernard Dolberg, Pat Flanagan, Ira Goldfarb, Leonard S. Wiener. And also want to share part of a declaration, presidential declaration from 65 years ago. Now therefore, I, Dwight D. Eisenhower, President of the United States of America, do hereby call upon all of our citizens to observe Thursday, November 11th, 1954 as Veterans Day. On that day, let us solemnly remember the sacrifices of all those who fought so valiantly on the seas, in the air, and on foreign shores to preserve our heritage of freedom, and let us reconsecrate ourselves to the task of promoting and enduring peace so that their efforts shall not have been in vain. We honor all of their memories and lives as we together recite Kaddish on page 60. Please rise. Yid gadal v'yid kadash shemei rabah, b'alma divrach rutei v'yamlech malchutei, v'chayechon uv'yomechon v'chayei decho beit Yisrael, Bagala uvizman kari v'yimru, amen. Yehei shmei rabah mevarach la'alam olmei almaya, yit barach v'yishtabach v'yit pa'ar v'yit romam v'yit nasei, V'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shemei dikutsha berichu. Le'ela min kol berachata v'shirata, tushbachata v'nechemata, damiran b'alma v'yimru, amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'yimru, amen. O se shalom b'mromav, Hu ya'ase shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen.
V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru, 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 amen.
From our prayer of memory to celebrating the joy of Shabbat. Now, sixth graders, you just officially got your sea doors, so you have to use them. So I realize you're only just starting to learn the Kiddush, but you know, we know that. Do you know? Okay, some of you know it. If you don't or not, it's fine. We are very accepting here. So come on forward to help lead us as the congregation in Kiddush. And in your books, it is on page 719. And in your books, it is page 61.
Baruch Adonai. Eloheinu melech ha'olam, Borei peri ha'afen. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, Asher nishanu b'mitzvotav, v'ratavanu, v'shabbat kadsho, v'yahal ratzon, Zikaron Emanu.
There's tissues for all your parents in the back. You may be seated. Glimpse of your spiritual adulthood here. Okay, I'm going to just give you gobs of challah and,
And we continue now with birthday blessings for adults who have their birthdays this month. At the end of the service, and anniversary blessings for those who couples celebrating their anniversaries. After the service, we're going to play a game of Find the Short in the sound system. So please, if you have an anniversary or birthday, stand under the chuppah. Take a step forward this way a little bit. Birthdays and anniversaries. Okay. We still have a little more room over here. For I think Ben Franklin who said that a gentleman can always remember a woman's birthday, but never remember her birth date. So for those of you that are celebrating birthdays, what day of the month is your birthday? For those of you celebrating anniversaries, what anniversary is it?
19th.
32.
Third.
30th.
Fourth.
Fourth. 14.
First.
21st.
49.
I guess that's an anniversary and not a day of the month. Okay.
Seventh.
First.
Sixth.
Misha Berach, Imoteno Avoteno, our God and God of our fathers and mothers. As you've been with our ancestors, be with our friends as they're celebrating this month, their birthdays and their anniversaries. Eternal God, we ask that you be with them, to give them strength and to give them good health, to give them vitality. We ask, Eternal God, that their lives are blessed with good friends, with love for one another, for our anniversary couples, with family love, with a wonderful sense of humor, and with all the joys of life. We ask, Eternal God, that may you help them find new and exciting things in the world, that they're always learning, always curious, and always seeing the world with new eyes. Eternal God, may you be with them to open their spirits to the wholeness, to the goodness in the world. Eternal God, may they have many years with reaching out with deeds of kindness and compassion for others. May those who are celebrating birthdays have wonderful days of joy and celebrate the circle of family love. For those who are celebrating anniversaries, as the wedding blessing called them, Re'ima Ahuvim, the lovers who are friends, may they find that love and that joy each and every day. Yevarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and keep you. Ye'er Adonai panav elecha v'ichunecha. May God's light shine upon you and may God be gracious to you. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May God's spirit lift you up. May God give you shalom. Wholeness, peace. Amen. We join together in the Shachianu.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehecheyanu Vekimonu Vehigyanu Bazman Hazeh. Ah, 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 ah. Amen. Oh.
quarters.
Happy birthday. Neil, it's finally your turn.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I'm Neil Seiden, president of Temple B'nai Shalom. On behalf of the Temple Board of Directors, welcome everyone to our Shabbat service. A special welcome to the Sisterhood of Salam Shalom and any family members that may be with you, and all other guests, welcome. And a special welcome to, I'll say this because you'll hear it again, the front row for our sixth graders. Let's hear you make some noise. All right, they are awake. You've been on your way to your B'nai Mitzvahs, and this weekend marks an important milestone in that journey. I'll see you all tomorrow at Minion Makers. And at 8:15. And veterans and active duty, thank you so much for your dedication and service to our country. And thank you to all those who help make these services possible, our rabbis, Rob and Rachel, our board member ushers, greeters, Onyx superstars, and our security watch. There are so many things to announce, and I won't announce them all. I urge you to read your weekly TBS email. A few of them are included in the bulletin, and I'll highlight a few. The annual crop walk is on Sunday, November 17th, and we're going to take a pause from putting Rabbi Rappaport through the grill this weekend, as she is our captain for the walk. And so if you haven't already signed up, that's okay. Just come out and support the walk. There'll be a group picture at 1:45 at the Fairfax Presbyterian Church. On Saturday, November 23rd, join the fellow TBS sci-fi fans for a Star Trek and Havdalah night, featuring the Star Trek movie Generations. And it's also for not so much sci-fi fans. It should be a fun night. And it's hard to believe that Thanksgiving is less than 2 weeks away, which means our annual service with our Abiding Presence friends is too. Please join your TBS family at Abiding Presence Church at 7:30 on November 27th at Abiding Presence Lutheran Church. And if you want to sing in the adult or youth choir, I think it's this one. It's definitely this one. Please see the weekly email for our for details on the youth and adult choir rehearsal, and it's also available in our brand new electric bulletin board in the lobby. Wishing you a peaceful Shabbat, a good weekend, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Our closing song is God Bless America in your service folders. Please rise.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, bright with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America,
Shalom. May the eternal God bring blessing to each people in the world. May our world be blessed with shalom, with wholeness, with peace. Amen. Shabbat shalom.
Amen.